Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith nuzzle at the piano.
I don't know. This here partnership insurance costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, but it protects you both in case, God forbid, you should... In case something should happen to either one of you.
You can go up a bit.
In Archie's bar.
Listen, why don't you guys fill out the application, sign them, and bring them around with your checks tomorrow morning, huh?
Hey, Mr. Stanley, when will we know?
I'll see you right after your physical.
Ah, okay. All right, thanks a lot, Mr. Stanley.
In the meantime... Whatever you do, don't let anything happen to you. God forbid.
He leaves Archie and Harry.
What he means is don't drop dead before he collects his commission.
Not a beer?
No, I never drink beer before a physical exam.
What are you talking about?
Well, when I give the doctor my specimen, I don't want it to have a head on it.
Archie reviews the insurance form.
Holy cow, look at the way they spell hemorrhoid. Two H's, two M's, and two R's. Jeez, it looks as bad as it feels.
Harry rolls his eyes. The next morning, Archie smiles as he sleeps.
Sure, do anything you want.
Archie! Time to get up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! It's 9 o'clock!
Edith shouts in his ear.
Don't yell. I don't have to be down to the saloon to run.
Wait, come on. You got to take your physical.
She's
come
hitting
on.
Me here. I was right in the middle of Alice Faye again.
No, don't go back to sleep. Now, come on.
Stop tickling. You want me to go in the bed?
See, I brought you a nice mayonnaise jar.
Whatever for?
Well, you know.
Edith, when you go for an insurance physical exam, you don't take it with you. You make it there.
Why is that?
Well, in the first place, they want fresh.
Edith nods, considering, then curls her lips in distaste.
And then it keeps people from cheating, no? I mean, a guy could take his best pal's mayonnaise, John. You follow me?
Oh.
Jeez, I hate going to any doctor.
Oh, Archie, you'll be all right. You're gonna pass the test, because you're in good health. You eat like a horse, and your blood pressure is down, and your gallbladder don't bother you no more.
Well, it shouldn't, Edith. They ripped it out of me 2 years.
Oh, that's right.
Jeez, help me, Lord.
Later, behind the bar, Harry drinks from a shot glass. Archie and their friend Hank stare at him as he pours himself another shot. He chugs it back and reaches for the bottle again.
Hey, Harry, I don't like to say nothing, but that is the third shot...
Fourth
shot of bourbon that took in the last 3 minutes.
I can't help it, Arch. I'm nervous. When are we going to hear the results of the physical?
Hey, fellas, what's this all about?
Mind your own business.
Now, wait a minute, please, huh? If you're going to drink yourself to death, wait till after we get the insurance policy so I can cash in on you.
Oh, partnership insurance. Hey, that's a good
shut
idea.
Up. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
At last, Mr. Stanley.
How are you? Hi. I got some for Mr. Funk, Mr. Stone.
You.
I got some great news for all of us.
Really
everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. There is just one little problem.
What?
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 Shut up. What?
Well, the doctor found something he didn't like on one of the x-rays.
Oh, Harry, oh, geez.
Hank gives Harry a shot.
Take it easy, Mr. Snowden.
Yeah, yeah, take it easy, Harry.
Because you're not the one with the problem.
See, you're not even the one with the problem.
Archie freezes in thought. And Harry passes him the shot. Archie puts his hand on his chest, raising his brow at Stanley, who nods back grimly.
What is the problem?
Nothing to worry about.
What is it?
It's really nothing.
What is it?
Well, the doc says he saw a little thing that showed up on your x-ray. Now, it could be a smudge or a shadow, or it could be a little spot on your liver. Now, don't be upset, because a lot of spots are not malignant. I mean, and even if it is, God forbid, it could still be treated.
Yeah.
Unless it's too far gone.
Oh.
Then you could have an operation.
Yeah.
Unless it's too far gone.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. What about a liver transplant?
Yeah.
They don't do that yet. Mr. Bucker, don't jump to conclusions before we double check. Now, I've arranged an appointment for more tests tomorrow. Same place at 9:00. And until then, all we can do is to keep our fingers crossed. And let's look at it this way. Even if the worst thing happens, God forbid, you're still way ahead of the game.
How?
Well, a guy gets a heart attack or a stroke, he goes like that.
I've seen that, yeah.
This way, you got time to plan for the end. Straighten out your affairs. Settle things with your loved ones.
I can't even tell them.
Settle accounts with your friends.
They owe me.
I gotta be going. I'll see you around, Mr. Snowden. And Bunker?
Yeah.
Stanley pats Archie's shoulder, then leaves. Archie returns home carrying a small paper bag. Slowly, he puts his hat on the coat rack, then glumly crosses the room. He sinks into his armchair and sets down the bag, thinking. Edith trots out from the kitchen and starts setting the dining table, her back to the living room. She stops suddenly with a puzzled frown. Archie smiles from the chair behind her. Edith straightens up warily, her eyes shifting right and left. Cautiously, she turns around.
Hi, Edith.
Ain't that funny? I knew there was something wrong in this room, so I turned around, and there you was.
I just want to run home and give you a little something, that's all. Oh.
She peers into the bag.
Oh, it's chocolate!
She jumps onto his lap.
Wait a minute.
He shifts her into a more comfortable position.
Just move your a little bit there. Yeah, now. Oh, no, wait, be careful. Where's watching that?
Stephanie?
Yeah, whatever.
She's upstairs watching TV and doing her homework.
Oh, I leave her there.
Oh, well, what is this for? Oh, you got a good report from the doctor.
Oh, I got a report from the doctor. Yeah, but come on, open the box, huh? Go ahead. Let's live it up, huh? Because you know the old saying, eat, drink, and be married. Of course, tomorrow we're dead.
Edith opens the box of chocolates.
Oh, here, you can have one piece.
No, you first, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
Edith picks one and takes a bite.
Huh?
Finishing it, she bites into another chocolate, then shakes her head and puts it back in the box.
I never put a hair from one back in there. No, you do whatever you want, darling.
She nibbles another.
Anything you want. But don't do it too much, see? I don't want you to spoil your appetite. I'm going to take you out for dinner.
But it's the middle of the week. week.
But, Edith, we ain't gonna live by the calendar no more.
What about my meatloaf? I got it in the oven.
The meatloaf? You leave it for leftovers.
Meatloaf is leftovers.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true, Edith. But just leave it there for what's her name to eat?
Stephanie.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. She'll eat it all. Now, come on, Edith. Let me get up. Mm. Here. Now, I go upstairs.
Archie limps.
I change my clothes, see? You get on the telephone. You call Sybil Gooley. Come over. The baby said, with what's her name, huh?
Stephanie.
Well, whatever.
Say it, Stephanie.
Edith, please. You know I ain't so good even with easy names. And don't try to make me say Stephanie. Call Sybil. Call Sybil. I'll be right there. Call her up. Whoever that is at the front door, Rita, tell him go to hell, huh?
Excuse me. Coming.
Edith hangs up the phone and trots to the door. She puts on the safety chain before opening it.
Oh, hi, Barney. Come on in.
Yeah, hello, Edith. Tell me, is Archie still around?
Yeah, but he won't be around for long.
I know. Harry told me.
Oh, Harry knows. That's nice.
Yeah, even Hank knows.
Oh, Hank, too, really?
Listen to me, Edith. When the time comes and you feel you need to lean on someone, I want you to know that this shoulder right here will be available for you at all times.
What are you talking about, Bob?
Edith,
he hugs her.
You don't have to pretend to be brave in front of me. I know.
What do you know?
His eyes widen.
Don't you know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, well, I better be going. Well, I'm always running off at the...
Wait a minute, Barney. If you know something that I'm supposed to know that I don't know, then I want to know what I'm supposed to know that I don't know.
Believe me, Edith, it's better that you don't know.
Has this got something to do with Archie's physical?
Look, Edith, there's nothing to worry about. Now, Archie's going to the doctor tomorrow for a few more x-rays. And there's an outside chance that it won't be malignant.
Malignant what?
A spot on his liver.
Hey, Edith, I'll be down to get you in the taxi, honey. Whoop-de-doo.
Listen to him up there, brave to the end. What a guy. Say goodbye to him for me. Well, I mean, hello. I mean, I don't know.
Barney leaves Edith in shock. Archie returns in a dark suit.
Okay, Edith. Here I am, all set to go, huh? Hey, look me over, huh? What do you think? I ain't wore that suit in a year and it still fits, which proves I ain't lost a pound, huh?
You look adorable.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm kind of getting to like this suit. It's a very nice suit to go out in.
Archie reflects grimly, then faces Edith.
Oh, did you make up your mind where you want to go for chow?
Oh, Archie, do you mind if we don't go out to dinner?
She pulls him close.
I don't want to go to a restaurant with a bunch of people. I want you all to myself.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, yeah, all right, Edith. If that's what you want, yeah. Yeah, I'd like that, too. I'll just go upstairs and get undressed for dinner.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I didn't mean I was going to come down and eat naked or anything. I just thought I'd put on the old clothes for the meatloaf. Hey, get on a blower, call Sybil Gooley. You know, as long as we're taking care of the kid ourselves, we don't want to get stuck with Sybil, too. Yeah? Go
ahead. Left alone, Edith holds her hand to her mouth and aimlessly paces the living room. That night, she lies in bed, worrying. She quickly pretends to read as Archie enters in pajamas. Archie sits somberly on the end of the bed to remove his slippers.
Did you like the meatloaf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the meatloaf was lovely, Edith. Only we're out of Alka-Seltzer in the bathroom.
I'll get some tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But, no brush.
Johnny Carson was good tonight, wasn't he?
Yeah, Johnny Carson was good tonight.
I think he's funnier since his hair turned white.
Well, that does it for some guys. You know, I didn't laugh at that joke about the fair gorilla. That's what you call tasteless. I mean to say, it ain't fair to the fags, and it ain't fair to the gorillas. You know, as time goes by, I kind of realized that in this world, you gotta live and let live. Particularly live.
Archie.
Edith strokes his shoulder.
Do you want to talk about something?
Archie clamps his lips, considering.
Yeah. You know that trip to California we was planning in a few weeks?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we hadn't ought to go out there.
Oh, why not?
Well, you know, just in case something should happen, God forbid.
What, Archie?
I meant happen here, you know. Because I had to leave the bar with Harry. Harry be alone. See? And Harry's a dummy.
Archie, did I ever tell you about my Aunt Edna?
Oh, geez, any number of times.
Her doctor told her that she had only 6 months to live.
Well, why are you telling me this?
Well, it's very interesting, and it's really about California. See, she moved out to Burbank, California, because she wanted to buy a cemetery plot. And she did, because she wanted to be near her first husband, Al Gallucci, and Rudolph Valentino. But the doctor was wrong. That was over 50 years ago, and she's still alive and kicking.
But is Rudolph Valentino still alive and kicking?
No.
Is Al Gallucci? Well, don't that tell you something about California? Edith, California's the worst place in the world to be buried in. They got them earthquakes out there. They put you in your box in the ground there, and the earthquakes keep knocking you around. Where your bones don't get a chance to rest in peace the way they ought. It's true. Then they got the big flush floods out there, you know, wash your bones right down to the freeway.
Archie, you gotta stop thinking about bones and floods and cemeteries and dying. Now, come on, let's go to bed.
Yeah.
And don't forget what the Reader's Digest said about tomorrow.
No, yesterday is the tomorrow you ain't never gonna see today. I hate it anyhow.
No, today is the tomorrow that we worried about yesterday.
Oh, never mind. This is tonight. Turn out the light.
Edith cuddles against Archie, her brow creased. Archie closes his eyes, and Edith glances around.
The sun will come out to you.
Don't sing, huh, darling? Don't sing, huh? And anyhow, the paper says rain.
The next day, Edith and Stephanie set the table.
Aunt Edith, do the forks go on the right or the left?
Yeah.
Are you worried about anything?
No, I'm just worried about something. On the left, did you wash up for lunch?
Yeah.
When?
Before breakfast.
You better do it again.
Oh, geez. twice in one day.
Stephanie runs upstairs.
Hey, Edith, I'm home.
I'm home.
I just want to put my face in the door, say hello to you, and give you some beautiful poses.
Oh, Richie, you must be happy.
Happy, happy. Let me give you one.
When they go to kiss, Stephanie appears.
Why aren't you in school?
I'm home for lunch.
Well, don't be fresh.
Wait, I was so worried about poor Harry, you know. He went and took an insurance physical, and the x-ray showed that he had a spot on his liver. Oh, it was touch and go for a couple of days, but he went back to the doctor, and the doctor said it was only a picture of some gas he had. Doctor told him he's got to stop smoking and drinking and eating so much. You got to stop living like a pig, is what the doctor told her.
The doctor could have been talking to you. But I'm very happy that everything's all right with Harry.
Yeah. Well, Edith, as long as I'm home for lunch, why don't we sit down and have some lunch there, huh?
Archie tosses aside his sweater right on top of Stephanie. He uncovers her.
What are you doing there? Go over and help your Aunt Edith set the table, you little ding back there.
She can set the table good.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Look, forks, never on the left. Forks should always go on the right.
Archie moves the fork. Stephanie puts it back on the left, and Archie sighs. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Nate Monister. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney. Phil Leeds, Mr. Stanley. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear tandem production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.